Today's daf is Bamitzia daf tes. We left off on daf chesam and beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of whether rochev is kono or not, whether there's such a kinyan as being rochev. We know there's a kinyan meshicha by a behema, and that's what we were discussing on the top of the amud that we had heard that Shmuel had said that between rochev and manhig, one of them is kona, and the Gemara said, well, it's obvious that manhig is kona. Rochev is the only one that's a question, and the shaila of Shmuel, really, the shaila of what Shmuel meant was really in a case where you're both Rochev and Manhig, and the question of which one overpowers the other. So we tried to bring a raya from Kilei Behema, from the halacha of being Choresh with two different types of animals together, with the Shor v'Chamor Yachtav, and perhaps from being Choresh with the Shor v'Chamor Yachtav, when we tried to bring a raya from, is there an Isser if you're riding in the wagon that the Shor and the Chamor are pulling together? So just once we mention the idea of being Choresh with Shor v'Chamor Yachtav, I just wanted to mention, because we were discussing on Shabbos the idea of a Siyag D'Oraisa. We mentioned on Shabbos how Rav Yosef Engel writes in Lekach Tov that there is a concept not only of the Rabbanan making a Siyag, protecting you from doing an Issa D'Oraisa, but the Torah itself making a Siyag to protect you from violating a separate Din D'Oraisa. So there are many mitzvot D'Oraisa, Rav Yosef Engel suggests, that are there to protect you from violating other Yisurim D'Oraisa. And he gives 19 examples of a Siyag D'Oraisa. Now, one example that he does not give, but L'chora, which fit very nicely, is this halacha. The Rambam in Mar Nevuchim writes that the Yisur, you're not allowed to be the Yisur of being Choresh together with two different types of animals, is not as many of the Rishonim write, initial of Tzar Bali Chaim. I think the Sefer HaChinuch writes that one animal is going to see the other animal the chewing its cud, right? The Chamar is going to go look at the shore, and he's going to see the shore is chewing its cud, and therefore the Chamar is going to think that it's feeding time, and the Chamar is going to get upset. So it's Tzar Bali Chaim in that sense. The Rambam says, no, it's Pashut Siyag D'Oraisa. It's there to protect you, because if you keep two animals in very close proximity to each other, so then you're likely going to be marvia one animal and the other animal. You're going to try to breed them together. And that's an Issa D'Oraisa. That's already messing with nature. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. So in order to protect you from violating that Issa D'Oraisa, we have this Issa D'Oraisa. So I'm not sure why I didn't make Rav Yosef Engel's list of 19, but that is perhaps another example of a Siyag D'Oraisa. Rav Yosef Engel does list on his list of 19 things that are subject to Machlokes and Rishonim. He'll say, according to this Rishon, for instance, when it comes to Negiya B'Derechiba, right, he says it's Siyag D'Oraisa, that maybe you'll be Boel, a woman, if you're Nogea, if a person does Negiya on a Nida or on... Well, let's just say on Anida. So according to the Rambam, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. According to the Ramban, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. Well, that's fine. He'll use things that are only according to one Rishon. So I'm not sure why he
should be a thing. Both say that it's a thing. It's a question of whether it's related to that Issa or that Issa.
Well, question
it's not a host, whether it's a protecting against a different Issa. It's a question of which Issa is protecting.
Over here, you mean, by the Kalei Behema. I mean, Samar El Chaim is also an Issa.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so good. So either way, it's Siyag, well, Samar El Chaim D'Oraisa. Either way, it's a Siyag, it's just a question of which one. Okay, very good. Anyway, so we are still trying to bring Raya's whether Rochev is a Kinyan or it's not a Kinyan. So we left off at Meisvei, about 7 lines before the end of the page. Meisvei, Hayushnaim Rochman Al Gabi Behema. Two people are riding on an animal. We have to remember, this goes back to our Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Bezom and Aleph that we started the Masechta with. Right? So the Mishnah said if two people are riding on an animal, or one was Rochev, one was Manhig, and each one claims that the animal is entirely his, so each one has to take a Shvur, She'ein Lo Bapach. Each one has to take a shvur that they own no less than half of the animal, and then they divide the animal. But if they're moda, or they have edim, then they can divide it even without taking a shvur. That was our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, we see from our Mishnah, Yishnayim Rachman Agabe Behema, money. Ilema Rabbi Meir, Hashta Yoshev Kani, Rachman Mibai. So if we're going to be assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Meir that we quoted yesterday, so if Rabbi Meir holds that even Yoshev is Kona, so Rachman, of course, Rav Meir had held that even if you're sitting in the wagon and the wagon is being pulled, you're not even rochev directly on the animal. Even if you're just sitting in the wagon, that's kona. That alone is kona. And again, we had two versions of the machlokas, whether which one is Rav Meir, which one is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Mishnah had said manig sofek es harbaim vayoshev b'karon sofek es harbaim. Rav Meir poter se yoshev b'karon. So and then Shmuel turned it around and Shmuel said, no, the Rabbanan are poter yoshev b'karon in regards to the klayim issue, and Rav Meir is mechayev. So we're assuming that Rav Meir is the one that says that you're chayev, and therefore you're kona also when you're yoshev b'karon. So anyway, so if we're going like that shita, if Rav Meir holds that even yoshev you're kona, so you need to tell me that rochev is kona. So elalav must be Rabbanan. It must be that we're assuming like the Rabbanan. And you see that the Rabbanan hold, even though Yoshev Bekaron is not enough of a Kenyan, but if you're Rochev, you are Kona. So if you look at Rashi, I love Rabbanan Mashminim to be Yoshev Uda Pater. Yeah, when you're sitting in the wagon, you're Pater. Aval Rochev Lo, but if you're riding, and it were a case of climbing, then you'd be Chayiv, and therefore it's considered a significant enough act that if you wanted to be Kona through a Rochev, you could be Kona as well. And that's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who wanted to compare Rochev and Yoshev, wanted to bring a raya from the case of Kilei Behema regarding from the case of being Choresh with Klayim regarding Yoshev in the Karon. You wanted to bring a raya to what the halacha would be in terms of Rochev, but you see over here it's not so. Where even the Rabbanan, who would say that Yeshiva Bekaron is not going to be Chayiv, would hold that Rochev is a good Kenyan. Says Gemara, no. How come I skin on b'manik b'raglav? There are two types of Rochev. There's Rochev where you're just very leisurely sitting on the animal and the animal's moving, and you're steering the animal only with your hands. And then there's manik b'raglav, where it's really giddy up, you're really kicking the animal good. You're giving the animal nice zets with your legs. That's going to be a much more active type of riding, and that for sure is going to be Kona. So when do we say that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds normally, even the Rabbanan rather, who hold normally that sitting is not a good Kenyan, Rochev is a good Kenyan? That's only if the type of Rochev that you're doing is Manig Baraglav, is a more active type of Rochev. That's when it's a good Kenyan, but a less active type of Rochev would not be a good Kenyan. Frekta Gemara Ihachi Hainu Manhig. If so, then isn't that the same thing as manhig? Meaning we said echad rochev ve'echad manhig, we discussed in the Mishnah. Well, what do you mean? If rochev in our Mishnah means that you're being manhig beraglav, what's the difference between manhig and rochev? They're both manhig. There are two types of manig. I might have distinguished had the Mishnah not spelled it out that they are different from each other. They're both actually valid forms of kinyan. That halachically they're similar to each other. I might have distinguished between them because ma'od the tema rochav adifta manig v'tafes ba. I might think rochav is a stronger form of kinyan because not only are you leading it, you're actually holding on to it the entire time. Kamash Milan, therefore, comes to tell me that that both Rachav with Manig Baraglav and regular Manig are both valid forms of Kenyan. But in a Chinami, Rachav without Manig Baraglav, a leisurely riding, may still not be considered a valid form of Kenyan. So Tashma, we need to bring Vaiter Raya. The Gemara is going to keep on trying to bring Rayas. Tashma, Shnaim Shayim Moshkin Begamal Umanhigin Bechamar, if two people were either pulling a donkey, a camel rather, or leading a donkey, Oshaya echad moshech ve'echad manig, or you had one guy pulling and one guy leading, b'midazos kanu. In this way, they are kone. So the Gemara is going to discuss what midazos is lafuke. It always comes whenever you have such a thing. Midazos, this way they are kone, implies that there's some other way that you would think they're kone, that they're not kone. We'll get to that later in the Gemara. Rashi already clues us in, l'kame mefarish l'mutemai, that later on we're going to get to this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, li'olam lo kana atshatei meshicha begamal v'anhaga b'chamar. You're only kone if you do meshicha on the camel and hanhaga on the donkey. So what do we see? Katani miyas, oshaya echad moshech ve'echad manhig, moshech u'manhig in aval rachav lo. We're trying to come up with ways of being kone the animal. So we said if one guy is moshech and the other one is manhig. So we said yes, moshech works, manhig works. Those are all great kinyanim. But rachav apparently lo. Rachav apparently does not work. So you see the diuk, even though it doesn't discuss Rachav explicitly, the diuk seems to be that Rachav is not a valid form of kinyan. So before we answer that, take a look at Tosos. Frek Tosos, isn't that diuk might be backwards. Says Tosos Tema, how do you know it leaves out Rachav? Because Rachav is not a valid form of kinyan. Dilma kol shekin Rachav, the toughest bay. We just got through saying that Rachav is even, one would have had a hava mina, had we not had a mishnah, that Rachav is much stronger, that Rachav is the only thing that works. That Rachav works more than manig, because when it comes to Rachav, you're toughest bay. You're on it. You're grabbing onto it with your entire body. So you're toughest bay. Therefore, one would assume it's a stronger form of kinyan. There's more room to assume Rachav is kona than manhig being kona. Now it happens to be we said that in regards to Rachav when you're manhig baraglav, but the point is that you're still toughest bay. In any kind of Rachav, you're toughest bay. Your whole body is on it. So maybe the reason it doesn't include Rachav is not because Rachav doesn't work. It's because Rachav for sure works. It's a kal v'chomer. If manhig is going to work, of course Rachav is going to work. And you'll say, well, yeah, but why didn't it mention it then? If Rachav really works, then it should have been mentioned. Well, says Tosas, every single mission has to mention every type of kinyan. It's not going to mention every kind of kinyan. Yeah, there are other kinyanim that work, besides for Manik, besides for Moshech, and that is Rachav. Why do we assume necessarily that we're excluding Rachav? So it says, tells us, Yeshlamar demi Mishni Yisera Kadaik, the Larvin of Lisninu, Shnaim Shayu Moshkino Manhigim Ben Begamal Ben Bechamar. The fact that it splits it up and that it gets so wordy implies that we're being very specific over here and that we're not just speaking in general terms. Because if it wanted to be more broad, it could have just said whether you're Manig or Moshech, a donkey or a camel. The fact that it splits it up into two implies that we're getting much more specific. So says the Gemara of Vaita. So what's the Gemara's answer going to be? If we're excluding Rachav, isn't that a raya that Rachav is not a valid form of kinyan? And says Gemara, who had in that field of Rachav? Rachav might be a valid form of kinyan. V'adik tani Moshech Manig, the reason why it mentions specifically Moshech and Manig, lafukim id Rabbi Yehuda, damar ad shtei meshicha begamal, v'anhaga b'chamar. It's just to tell you not to say like Rabbi Yehuda. It's the Tanakhama telling you not to say like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that, no, that you need Meshicha only works on the Gamal, and Anhaga only works on the Chamar. Kamash Milan, Dafilip Chanami Kani. That's why Tanakhama wants to let you know that it works in the reverse as well. But in a Chanami, Rachav would also work. We're just not discussing that. So, Frek the Gemara, really, if everything works for everything else, Yahachil Arvinavul Lisninu. Why didn't the Tanakhama just mention that you could be Moshech or Manhig, a Gamal or a Chamar? Why does he have to specifically divide them up? He has to say Moshkin Begamal Uman Higin Bechamar or Echon Moshech. Why couldn't he just say to do it all together? So answers I'm sorry, Larin of Lisnu, for example, what it should have said is Shnaim Shoyim Moshkin Uman Higin Bain Begamal Bain Bechamar, and I would have gotten the idea that both Mashicha and Manhig both work by both a Gamal and by a Chamar. So says Gemara, because that's not entirely true. There is one of those four possibilities that doesn't work, right? There are four possibilities. There's Mashicha by each the Gamal and Chamar, there's Manig by each the Gamal and Chamar. One of them doesn't work. Ika Chadzad Delokani. There's one of those four does not work. Which one? Well, we're not totally sure. Ika Damri Mashicha by Chamar, Vika Damri and Haga by Gamal. Either it's Mashicha by Chamar that doesn't work, or it's Hanhaga by Gamal that doesn't work. The Gemara doesn't seem to have a Maskana LaHalacha, which one doesn't work, right? So it would be difficult to Paskan LaHalacha. We would probably have to say HaMotzi Mechaver LaVaraya. We'd have to assume whatever you would assume generally by Sveikos in terms of Kinyanim. However, you'll notice there's a little Aleph next to the words Hanhaga by Gamal, and it points you to the Rambam, Perkut Zayin of Hilchos, Aveda Halacha Hey. It happens to be the Rambam Paskins Beferish that Manhig Begamal is not Kona. So apparently the Rambam, either he had some sort of other girsa, or he had some sort of indication from some other source that it's that he knew which one of the two doesn't work. That it's the latter of the two, that it's Dafka Manhig Begamal, that's not going to work as a valid form of Kinyan. Those Sekelim have a tough time figuring out where the Rambam got it exactly, but the Rambam somehow came to a Maskana over here. Okay, this is some bring the raya from the seifa. The midazu kana. Now, what did we say? If you midazos, we had before midazu, whatever, the same thing. That this is the way you're kona. So midazu lamutei mai. What's that coming to exclude? Lav lamutei rachav. Isn't that coming to tell you that rachav is not a valid form of kinyan? Says the Gemara, no, it's just coming to tell you, you can't do the opposite. Meaning, Meshicha works on a Gamal, Hanhaga works on a Chamar, and you can't do the opposite. B'midazos kanu means that the opposite kinyanim won't work on the other animals. Ihachi hainu Rabbi Yehuda, but then the Tanakhama is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's one that said, Liolam lo kana achte Meshicha b'gamal v'hanhaga b'chamar. That you dafkin in Meshicha on the Gamal and Hanhaga on the Chamar. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So why would the Tanakhama be saying the same thing? It's not exactly the same thing, because again, according to the Tanakhama, there is one out of the four possibilities that doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yehuda, two out of the four doesn't work, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that Meshicha works on a Gamal and not on a Chamar, and Hanhaga works on a Chamar and not on a Gamal. One of those two, the Tanakhama will say, works. One of those two, the Tanakhama will say, does not work. Which one does not work? Again, is Tamri Meshicha B'chamar, Vika Tamri, Hanhaga B'gamal. We're not sure. Whichever one it is, again, the Rambam was sure, we're not sure. Tashima, let's bring another Raya again. We're still trying to prove, is Rachav a valid form of Kinyan, or is it not a valid form of Kinyan? Even if it is a valid form of Kinyan, it's Machlokes Rishonim, what type of Kinyan it is. Is it its own form of Kinyan, its own type of Hakmas L'Rishus? Or is it an extension of Meshicha, that when you're riding, you're being Moshech, you're just being Moshech from on top instead of from in front? Okay, but either way, Tashima, let's bring another Raya. Echad Rachav Chamar ve'echad Tafis b'Mosira, Zekana Chamar ve'zek kind of Mosira. Whether a person is riding on the Chamar or a person is grabbing onto the Mosira, which we said yesterday was the, it's, what was the art school word? What?
Bridle.
The bridle. Okay, I tried to Google it this morning, Google image it to get exactly what I think I misspelled it. But anyway, the Mosira is, it's the thing that's around the animal's head. Apparently, so one guy is tough. One guy is riding on the animal, and one guy is tough as b'mosira. So zek kana chamar v'zek kana mosira. So one guy is kona the animal, and the other one is kona the mosira. Shema mina rachav kani, but that's a pretty clear raya that rachav is a kinyan. The guy riding on the animal is apparently kona the animal. So then what more do you need? So the answer is gemara no hachanani b'manag baraglav. That's talking about a case of super rachov. That's a manig baraglov rachov. That's talking about a guy who's riding and he's kicking it with his feet. He's leading it with his feet. So that type of rachov is never a debate. That for sure is it. That's manig. So that's for sure going to be good. We want to know about regular rachov, about the leisurely rachov. Ihachi nikni nami rachov b'mosira. So why don't we say then that rachov? That the guy who's riding should be kona the mosira as well. If he's manig baraglav, why isn't he kona the mosira that's on the animal as well? So ema zekana chamar v'chatzim mosira v'zekana chatzim mosira. So rather, we don't mean to say that the guy riding is kona only the animal, and the guy grabbing onto the mosira is kona the entire mosira. Rather, what we mean to say is the guy riding on the animal is kona the animal plus half the Mosira. The guy grabbing onto the Mosira is Kona half the Mosira. So says Mar Bishlam, a Rachav Kani de Kamag Balei Ben Das. I understand why the guy riding is Kona the Mosira, because a Ben Das is holding it for him. El Tafas be Mosira be my Kani, but the guy who's holding the Mosira, how is he Kona the Mosira? Meaning the other half of the Mosira is being held by an animal. So in what way does that help him being Kona? Again, you need the other one to be Kona on his behalf. So Bishlam, I'm riding the animal, so I'm Kona automatically anything that's on the animal, and the other guy that's holding the other half of the Mosira is Kona for me. There's a Ben Das holding the other half. So my half Kenyan works, his half Kenyan works. But how does his half Kenyan work from his perspective, the other half of the Mosira is being held by an animal? So Ema zek kana chamar v'kulei Mosira v'zek kani masha tavs biado. So rather, we have to change it again. No, what we meant to say is, the guy riding on the animal, he's Kona the animal and the entire Mosira, except for the other guy who's Kona, the whatever part of the Mosira is literally in his hands. Only the part that's in his hands, he's Kona. Says Mar Haimai, Imtim Salamarang Bia Mesil Chavero Kona Chavero, Hani Milihecha to Kamagbele Adaita de Chavre. But wait a second, if you're going to say Magbia Mesil Chavero, when you pick up a Mesil for your friend, which was yesterday's Sugya, the friend is Kona, so that's only if you're Magbeit, if you pick it up, Al Das, your friend. Hi, Adaita Dide Kamagbele. Over here, he's picking it up for himself. And if it's not going to work for himself, How could it work for his friend? I mean, the guy who's being Tavis Mosira, if his tefisa is not really going to work to be Kona the Mosira for himself, so why is he having in mind, how could we suggest that he's having in mind to be Kona for the other guy? So Ravashi is Kona Chamar Ubeis Pagya, so we have to change it again. What we mean to say is that the guy who's riding the donkey is Kona the Chamar, he's Kona the donkey, and the Beis Pagya, the thing directly on the donkey's head. Vizek Kona Masha Tafas Biado, and the one holding the Mosira is Kona only what's in his hand, Vashar Lo Kona Lo Zevelozeh, and everything in between, neither one is Kona. Right? Because neither one's being Kona for the other one, so you don't have the ability for any one of them to be Kona, the in-between part. But whatever each one is holding in their hand, whatever each one is making a kinyan on directly, that they are Kona. Rabbi Yavoh Amar Liolam Kediktani, Hol V'yachol Natka Lavi Etzlo. And Rabbi Yavoh says, no, you can even go back to how we said before. We can even go back to say that the one who's riding is Kona the Chamar, and the other one is Kona the Mosira, even the entire Mosira, and he doesn't have to split it with the one who's Kona the Chamar at all. Why? How is he possibly Kona the entire Mosira? He's not holding the entire Mosira. So says Rabbi Yavoh, because he has the ability to yank it out and pull it toward himself. Since he has the ability to yank it and hold it in one motion, all he has to do is just pull it, and he would be holding the whole thing. So therefore, he's Kona the entire thing. Look at Rashi. Hold the yachol atafas b'mosira. The guy who's holding the Mosira is able the moshcha b'kawach to yank it with force v'yinatik mirosh hachamar and pull it right off the head of the donkey v'yavienu atzlo and bring it to himself. The whole v'rosh hachamar gavoa noach lavia atzlo b'ntika achas. We don't say this when you're holding a large kli that's half on the ground and half in your hand. You could just yank it up and pull the whole thing to you. No, we're dafka say it when the other half is resting on a high area. So the head of the animal is high off the ground. So when I yank it, I could bring it to me and it will be off the ground. But certainly if half of the item that you're trying to be Kona is on the ground, that would certainly not work. That's certainly unacceptable. If you look at Tosos, Hol V'yachol Natka Lo V'yatzlo, Frek Tosos Tema, Demashma Dim Natka Shu Kona. Sounds like if you do yank it, you are Kona, Mishum Sha'al Yado Hukbo L'mala Mishalosh. Because through you, you're picking it up above three Tvachim off the ground. So says Tosos, wait a second. Why is this any different? Why is this any different than an ani that finds an olive tree that he's allowed to take from, whether it was peyo or whether it was hefker or whatever? So he goes to the top of an olive tree and he starts cutting down olives, and the olives are all landing on the ground beneath him. So what's the halach over there? Was he already cut of those olives? If someone wants to come underneath that tree and sees all these olives on the ground while the ani's still up there and hasn't had time to collect them yet, can someone else come and just take them for themselves? So the halach is technically yes. The only thing is, midrabanan, we say that you can't because mipnei darkei shalom. It's obviously going to lead to a fight. The ani will say, look, I'm working up here in the tree, trying to get some food to eat, and you're going and you're taking all my work. It's not fair. So because of darkei shalom, we don't allow it. But Frek tells us, wait a second. If all I have to do is cause something to be lifted off the ground by three tefachim, right, just yank something off and cause it to be lifted off the ground by three tefachim, when I cut the olive, it's in midair. So aren't I automatically kona b'hagba? Didn't I cause it to be no longer attached to the tree and off the ground with three tefachim? So shouldn't that be a kinyan d'oraisa? So v'chein perka gozol kama, zorik salal shel chaver liyam, pater umuki, b'da'adi aduye, alma lo chashev masho hugba al yada. Okay, we'll leave out that case. V'yeshlom, our first line of Tosos, d'shayni hacha shetofes biyado echad min arosh. No, over here it's different because you're holding one end of it. By the case of the zayis, you're not holding it; you're just cutting it, and it just falls right down. Inami hachar irik shenitak mina amud eino aruch kol kach shiagir rosh hasheni laaretz. The other thing is, the other possible explanation is, over here, when you pull it off of the donkey, the other end of it doesn't hit the ground; it's still going to be above ground. When you cut the olive off the tree, it's going to go straight to the ground. So if it's going to land on the ground right away, then it's not going to be a valid form of kinyan. The kinyan agba that works when you cause a agba is only if it's still off the ground when you make that kinyan, not if it goes straight directly to the ground. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, but this idea of Rabbi Yavoh, the fact that you're able to be menatik etzlo, the fact that you're able to yank it toward yourself is enough to make it a kinyan, v'hadar Rabbi Yavoh barusahi. That's really an outside opinion. That's a that's an opinion that's not widely accepted. On the margin, it points out, Pirush b'makom shatol chachamim v'lo dibru ka'alacha l'ratza l'ganosam. Whenever the chachamim made a mistake and said something that was not la'alacha, they didn't want to insult them, v'lo mar ta'u, to say straight out, they made a mistake. Ela Amri, so they would say, Amru, they would say, Barusahi, Kolomar Das Chitzonasi. They would say, that's a, not so widely accepted opinion. It means it's wrong, right? But that's the way they would speak in a more respectful way. They're saying it's not so widely accepted. So Rabbi Avo was Barusahi, Dilote Ma'achi, because if you're not going to say that he's wrong, Talashi Munachas Chetzel Gabi Karka, Chetzel Gabi Amud. Let's say you have a Talos that's half on the ground and half on an amud. It's on some sort of pedestal. Uba echad v'gviya chetzi mel gabi karka. And you come and you pick up the half that's on the ground. Uba achar v'gviya chetzi mel gabi amud. And someone else comes and picks up the half that's on the amud, the half that's on the pillar. Then according to Rabbi Avo, we should say the first guy should be kona and the second guy should not be kona. Since the first guy could have been minatik, or maybe it's low. He could have just yanked it. And the other half was high. It was on a high area. It was on this amud. So you should say that he should be kona. And we know that he's not. Rabbi Avo, barusahi. So you have to say that Rabbi Avo is barusa, that it's not an accepted opinion, that it's that opinion has been rejected. Fine. So that's the raya that Rabbi Avo is not accepted. Tashma, we're still trying to bring rayas whether Rachlev is a kinyan or not. So Tashma, another raya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rachuv b'sada umanig b'ir kana. If you're riding an animal in the field, or if you're leading an animal, even in the city, it should be even in the city, leading an animal in the sada for sure works, but manig works, the way Rashi understands it, even in the city, as opposed to rachuv, which only works in the field and not in the city. If you're rochev an animal in the field, or you're manig an animal anywhere, in the field or even in the city, kana, that's a valid form of kinyan. So what do you see? Very clearly, Rachav is a valid form of Kenyan. And says Gemara, no. Hachanami Manik Baraglov. That's talking about super Rachav. That's talking about Rachav where you're leading with your feet, where it's a stronger type of Rachav. Yachianu Manik, so this sounds familiar, right? If so, isn't that the same thing as being Manik? Tregavni Manik, there are two types of Manik. One might have thought that Rachav is a stronger form of Manik because you're a Tophis also, so Kamash Malan, that it's not, that they're both just normal Manik. Yachi Rachav Be'ir, my time alokani. But wait a second, why when you're Rochev in the city is it not good enough? Why only when you're Rochev in the Sada it's good enough, but not when you're Rochev in the ear? Why is that not a good form of Kinyan? Meaning, if we're talking about Manik Baraglov, what's wrong with it? So I'm Rav Kana Lufisha in darkness shall then adam lirchov the ear, because it's not normal. It's not a normal thing to do. To be rochev with manik baraglov in the city is not normal. Why? Says Rashi mishum tsniusa. To be rochev in the animal is less. It's not such a modest way of going around. So you're much more likely to just lead the animal when you're walking around the city. And because of the tznius issue, so that's why it's not normal. So what if it's not normal? So that's what Shita Mukbetzes points out, that the type of kinyan we're talking about of rochev is a kinyan chazaka, which is a type of kinyan where you show bailus, meaning when you demonstrate that you own it. So that's a form of kinyan, by doing things that an owner does on the animal. So only that which is normal for the owner to do can be a valid form of kinyan. If it's not normal for the owner to be rochev in this situation, then it's not a valid form of kinyan. It has to be something that's normal for the owner to do. This relates also, by the way, to the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara talks about speaking in the Lishna Nekiya, in the Lishna Ma'aliyah, speaking in a more dignified, cleaner type of language. So the Gemara talks about whether that we try not to use the term, the Torah tries to avoid the term rochev when it comes to a woman, because that's because of the lack of tznius involved in being rochev. So there's on multiple levels, there's a lack of tznius involved, both in terms of the haughtiness of being rochev, as well as just the way the body is positioned when you're rochev on an animal. So let's say with one leg on each side, so that's a lack of tznius that's involved. So even for a man, apparently, it's not normal for a man to be rochev when they're in the city. Really, anything that's not the normal normal thing to do. You're not Kona, it doesn't work. So if you pick up a wallet on Shabbos, so that's not a valid form of Kinyan, because it's not normal for Orthodox Jews to pick up wallets on Shabbos. Is that really true? So Elamai David Avid Vukani, Hachanan May David Avid Vukani. No, when you pick up a wallet on Shabbos, look, it's not normal and it's not okay, but you did it, so you're Kona, so over here as well. It's not right to be Rochev on an animal, but so what? You did it and you should be Kona. Ella b'mekach u'memkar askinan. So it must be we're dealing with the case of memkar u'memkar, mekach u'memkar, where you're not just being kona from hefker, where you're being kona from the other person. And the guy specifically told you, da'amar lei k'ni k'derech sh'bnei adam konin. He told you, I want you to be kona the way people, normal people are kona, and not to do something unusual. So v'irushus harabim hu kadi. So if it's a rushus harabim in the city, where it is normal in the city in rushus harabim to ride, to be rochev and not to be manig, so then you would be kone. V'adam chashav hu kani. And also if you're an adam chashav, where it's normal to ride on the animal, it's not normal for an adam chashav to be manig. Being manig is a little bit demeaning, to be manig an animal. You think back to Megillas Esther, who was manig the animal and who was riding on the animal, right? It's demeaning to be manig the animal. So an adam chashav is never manig an animal. So an adam chashav, it's always going to be a valid form of kinyan. V'i isha hi kanya. And also if it's a woman, the woman is also kona. From being manning on the animal. If you look at Rashi, right, the Adam Chashav who ain't darka lahanig behema baraglav, the derech kavod lirkov aleha, af besimta she'in bnei Adam sham, the chain isha and also a woman she'in bakoach lechos a behema. Penti nate kemena. By a woman also, it's not normal for it to be manic the animal, because you ever see sometimes like when people walk their dogs where the dog is stronger than the owner and it's really the dog walking the owner sometimes, right? So that's what it's going to be like when a woman is manic the animal. She doesn't have as much physical strength, so the animal is going to be able to pull her around wherever the animal wants to go, and it's that's why women typically were not manic animals. They would be rochev on the animals. So therefore, it's a normal form of kinyan for a woman to be rochev. And also if a person is an undignified person, where he's not worried about the dignity of being rochev in a public area, so that he's not worried about the tznius of being rochev in a public area, so that's also normal for him, so he's kona. So wait a second. We said that being rochev in a public area is not kona because it's not tznius. Except if you're an important person, an unimportant person, a woman, who can be kona then? I mean, who cannot be kona with rochev then? So by Rav Lazar, so the Rashi writes, right? V'yinu zilu kani shedarko lirkol v'fnekol afkulo docha v'sheinu tznua. A guy who's not tznua is normal to be rochev. Aval adam beinani. If you have someone in between, a guy who's not so chashuv that he can't be manig, nor is he so he's not embarrassed to be manig the animal with his feet, and he's not such a guy who's the opposite of tsanua, he's not such an inish zila that he's perfectly comfortable being rochev in public. So such a person cannot be kona when he's rochev in public. Fine. Derech Agav, the Gemara mentioned over here that if you pick up a wallet on Shabbos, you're kona, that such a kinyan works. Meretz Chayis raises the issue. He says, Nir Beinai, Avilgav de Kaimelon Kerava Perakamed de Tmura. Tmura Dav Dalid, one of the most well-known Gemara, Maseches Tmura. The Gemara says, Kol Milsadam Rachman Alasav Ediyavad Lamahani. Anytime the Torah tells you you're not allowed to do something, if you do that action, it's not going to have any halachic validity to it. So if the Torah says you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, we should say that the kinyan that you make doesn't count as a halachic kinyan. So what's going on over here? How come we're saying that if you pick up the arnike on Shabbos, look, you did something wrong, but you're kona? Isn't it by definition, if you do something wrong, by definition, you're not kona? By definition, halachically, it should not work. So says Maritz Chayis, and don't tell me, yeah, but kinyanim are only drabanan. He says, because it's Gemara Ksubas pe'alif amibes. Kol milsa dam rabanan lo tazvin, izavin lo mahani. You have such a concept in Dinim Drabanan as well, that if the Rabbanan say, lo savadi avad lo mahani. So he says, what you have to say is, he quotes a shach, Chosh Mishpas and Reish Chesef Katan Aleph, Disur Shabbos kivin du Isur Atali Bizman. Shabbos is different. Isurim of Shabbos are different because they're totally dependent on the Zman of Shabbos. We're not going to say Yavlo Mahani because it's possible to do this kinyan in a mutter way by just waiting till Shabbos is over. So we only say Yavlo Mahani by things that are not Tali Bizman. But Shabbos is Tali Bizman. But the Maraschai says either way it's Mehani. He says either way it's shocking to me that no one mentions this Gemara in the discussion of Kol Milsa D'Rachmana Lo Savad Yavlo Mahani. In all the discussions, whether it applies to Drabbanans, doesn't apply to Drabbanans, and Shabbos and Zman, and whatever, no one mentions this Gemara. He says he's shocked. He doesn't understand why. The Shach doesn't mention it when he says this Chiddush, and it seems like enough in a raya to the Shach. So he's unclear why no one mentions this Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Boy Reb Lazar, what if I tell you, be Moshech this animal to be Kona the Kalim that are on it? Does that work or not? Liknos, says Gemara, Miyamale Kni. What does liknos mean? Did you tell him to be kone? Did you say kni? I want you to be kone these kelim. El meshoch behemazu ukni kelim shalav ma'u. Okay, fix that. Right. What we meant to say is be moshech this animal and acquire the kelim that are on it. Mi ma'ani meshich behem lakni kelim alav. Does the meshich of the animal work to be kone the kelim or does it not? Amar Rava, I am really kni behem ukni kelim mi kani kelim chatzar me'alechasim chatzar me'alechaslo kone. If I tell you to be kone the behem and be kone the kelim, how can you be kone of the kelim? What, through the kinyan chatzar that they're on the behema? The behema is a chatzar maleches. The behema is a moving chatzar. Moving chatzar is not kone. The chitei v'kshamda, maybe we'll say, no, it's standing still. The animal's standing still. It doesn't work. Any moving chatzar, even if it's temporarily standing still, is not going to be able to be kone for me. So it has to be that the animal's tied down. So it's not just that it happens not to be walking, it's unable to walk, and then I could be cornered with a kinyan chatzer. Let's say you go fishing, and you are the luckiest fisherman in the entire world, because you're going fishing, and you're sitting there with your fishing rod in the water, and all of a sudden fish start jumping into your boat. Right, so they start jumping right into your boat. So hachinami the chatzar malachas ivelokani. Should we say that that's also a chatzar malachas? Your boat is a chatzar malachas, and you're not kona the fish when they jump into your boat. So Amalei says, no, a sfina is not moving. Sfina meinach naicha umayuhu de kamam tula. The boat's not moving. The water's moving. Right, the sfina is stationary, and the water is moving, as opposed to the animal, which moves on its own. So therefore, it's not a chatzar malechasi. It's not a chatzar malechas. Amalei Ravina Ravashi el meyata haisa malechas brishus rabin v'zorik l'get l'toch chika or l'toch kalsa. Let's say you're walking, a woman is walking rishus rabin. One's wife is walking rishus rabin, and he throws a get into her lap or into her basket that's on her head. Hachinami, or that she's holding. Hachinami d'lo migrisha. You know, tell me she's not divorced because she can't be kona because she's a chatzar malechas. So says Mar Amalei kalsa meinachnecha v'i to come. No, the basket is resting. The basket's not moving. She's moving underneath the basket. So it's not a chatzar malechas, and therefore you are able to be kone. If you take a look at Tosfos, Svina Menach Neicha, Mayuhu de Kamantila, we said the boat is not a chatzar malechas because the boat is standing still. It's the water underneath the boat that's moving. It says Tosfos, Avagav de Perakamah de Kiddushin Amrinan, de Talmud Chacham Rachov Kimahalich Dami. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about the mitzvah Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zakein, right? The mitzvah of standing for Talmidei Chachamim. So if you take a look at that mitzvah, so the halacha is when the Talmud Chacham walks within your Dalet Amos or into your room, into the room that you're in, you need to stand for the Talmud Chacham. What if the Talmud Chacham is sitting? So then you don't need to stand for a Talmud Chacham if he's already sitting. But if the Talmud Chacham is rachav, what if he's riding on an animal? Is that called moving? Is that not called moving? Right? So what does the Gemara say over there? Rachav kimahalich dami. That is called moving. The Talmud Chacham is called moving when he's riding, and therefore, the halacha is you're not allowed to sit until he's sitting back in his place. And the Talmud Chacham walks into a room, you don't just stand up and, you know, give like the yeshivish bounce when the Talmud Chacham walks in. You're supposed to stand up, m'lo kumaso, has to be a kima b'derech hidur, in a totally respectful way, and you sit when he finds a seat, when he's in his makom, when he finds his place. So when can you sit? What about the Talmud Chacham who's riding? So the Gemara says, he's considered to be moving. As long as he's riding, he's still moving. So Fractos, I understand. Over here we say the boat is not moving. It's the water underneath it that's moving. So why don't we say the same thing by the Talmud Chacham? Talmud Chacham is not moving, it's the animal that the Talmud Chacham is on that's moving. And the Talmud Chacham, we should say, is Menach Naichi. He's sitting in his place, just like the boat we say is Melech Nechi. So he says, Hacha chatzar mishum yadis rabbi, favashapir dumya dumya de Melech Nechi mamtala im gufe. Over here, when we're talking about kinyanim, we're not talking about whether something is physically in transit. We're talking about whether it's chatzar is an extension of one's yad. So since yad is part of your body and therefore doesn't move separate from your body, so the chatzar the chatzar that's not moving independently is going to be considered an extension of yad. But when it comes to the Talmud Chacham, it's not an issue of is it like yad or not. It's an issue of whether he's in transit. And as long as the animal that he's on is moving, then he is considered in transit. Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilui Neshas has some important questions. We don't have time for it now, but you could take a look. And we'll pick up with the new Mishnah, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow.